Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Shin Ches, which deals with the halachas of Muktzah. We went through very quickly the last Sif Katan in the Mishneh Berurah on the previous page, Sif Katan Yotes, where we spoke about that it would be permissible to move something, tiltul min atzad, if you were to move something not in the normal way. For example, if you were to blow it, that's called over here tiltul min atzad, which is permissible. And now we can begin with Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Kli shemalachto leheter, a utensil which normally is used for permissible usage, and therefore in and of itself is not muktzah, like the Kli shemalachto leiser that we talked about, or in the previous year, the Kli she'asur machmas chisaron kis. So the Kli shemalachto leheter, a utensil that is used normally for permissible reasons, mutar latatlo, won't be permitted to move it, afilo eino elo letzorech hakli, shelo yishaver o yigonev. Here you'd be allowed to move this utensil and that it shouldn't get destroyed or ruined or that it shouldn't get stolen. As opposed to the Kli Shemalach to Lissa, we said you're not allowed to move it for those reasons. You're only allowed to move it L'tzorach Guf or Makomo. So the Kli Shemalach to Leheter is different than the Kli Shemalach to Leiser in that you can move it for whatever reason you would want. However, you shouldn't move it for no reason. Avo Shalo L'tzorach, just to stop move it. I don't know why a person would want to do so, but in any event, Shalo L'tzorach Klal, if a person's moving it for no reason whatsoever, also L'tatla, then he shouldn't move it. However, there is a category of Kli Shemalach to Leheter that you can't even move when there's no Tzorach Klal. And these are Kisvei HaKodesh, Torah writings, V'acholin, or any food item, Mutar L'tatlam, Afilu Shelo L'Tzorach Klal. Here you're allowed to move them, even if there is no reason whatsoever that you're moving them. You just want to move them, and it is permissible for Torah items, Kisvei HaKodesh, writings of Torah, as well as food items. We'll do the Mishneh Berurahs all inside, of course, as we always do. There are a tremendous number of interesting Deir Shu footnotes, which I will try to get through as many as we can. Siv Katan Chaf, the Mishneh Berurah says, V'hu adin im hayam alachto l'isra l'heter. If you have a utensil over here that is able to be used both for permissible as well as non-permissible items. So that also, gamken lo makza daito mine, you haven't removed yourself from using it, and it would have the same din as a Kli Shemalachto l'heter. Dishavut number 25 does bring down, if you have a car key, for example, which could be used to turn on the car, but it can also be used to open the door, assuming no light goes on, and it's permissible to open the door to sit in the car, lie down in the car, sleep in the car. Therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that this is considered a Kli Shemalachto l'isra u'leheter. That's brought down in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, although elsewhere it's brought down that in the name of the Me'or HaShabbos, Shenechshav HaMachteach Ba'osu Shabbos Kekli Shemalach to L'Isser. Since normally a light does go on when you open the car, that would be considered a Kli Shemalach to L'Isser. A utensil that has dual purposes, on let's say one side it can be used for a heter, one side it can be used for iser. So Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita says, Dino Nikba L'fi Rov Shimusho. You have to look at which one is used more frequently. Mishneh Berurah continues and writes, Ukdera shemalachtuhu lebishul, a pot that's normally used for cooking. V'rak lefomim mishtamshin bo lemayim leperos. Sometimes it's also used to store water or fruits. So he bechlau kli shemalachtu l'isra. Its most usage is l'isra, so it's viewed as a kli shemalachtu l'isra, would only be allowed to be moved l'tzorach gufo makomo. Unless, in lo sheyesh bo me'atavshil, if it has food still in it right now, then it's permissible, as we'll learn in Mirtz Hashem in Siv Katan Chof Vav. Dishavut number 26 brings down that nowadays, when we use pots and pans for other purposes on a regular basis, nevertheless, Rav Yashav Zatzal, as well as Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita, say that din of such a kedera is a Kli Shemalach to L'Isser, because it usually is used for the purposes of bishul. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Chof Aleph writes, Hainu im kol hayom lo yitzruchenu klal. We're talking about over here, when we're saying something that's moved, shelo l'tzorach klal, shouldn't be done, even for a Kli Shemalach to L'Heter, that's when you have absolutely no potential use for it all day long. Avol yitzdarach lo be'os hayom. You may need it later in the day. V'umatalto lo k'dei she'e muchan lo b'shaito, and he's moving it now, even though he doesn't need it right now, but to be able to have the advantage of using it at a later point during the day, that certainly would be permissible. And this is brought down in the name of the Taz. The issue for number 28 brings down in the in the Chazonish, that if somebody is carrying things in his pocket and it's too much of a tirch for him to remove them from the pocket, they're not muktza items, but he really doesn't need to move them from the pocket, she'ein zeh nechshav tiltul shelo tzorach. When he carries them around, that's not called tiltul shelo tzorach. Shari rotzu l'mayi b'tirch, he doesn't feel like taking them all out of his pocket. And he adds, she'ein zeh ela tiltul minatzad. This is called tiltul minatzad. Likewise, if a person is learning and he needs to hold something in his hands to play with somehow when he's learning, so that would be permissible as well. That's not called tiltul shelo tzorach. Finally, he brings down a lenient opinion from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss Zatzal, which previously we talked about. If you have multiple keys on a chain, you have muktzah keys as well as heter keys, you have, let's say, your car keys as well as your house keys. So we previously brought down that you try to take off the car keys on the chain, so you shouldn't have to carry the muktzah keys with the heter keys. So the Minchas Yitzchak brings down Sheish Lamed Aleim Zchus if you don't take them off. There would be potentially a leniency to allow you to carry them as well, although ideally one should take them off if it's at all possible. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Beis says that you're allowed to go and carry Kisvei Kodesh even Shelo Letzorech Pirush. Kol HaSfarim Shemutu Likros, any sefer that you're allowed to read on Shabbos, that is included in this din. And then he tells us, Ayin in the Shari Tshuva, Linyan Megillah, he says, look over here in our Shari Tshuva, where he brings down a din that's discussed in Tofrei Peshches, that says, a Megillah Nira Shedino Kisvei HaKodesh. If somebody wants to read the Megillah on a Shabbos, there's no problem in reading the Megillah on Shabbos. Now, he does read down from the Brich Chodesh that it's also to go and carry a Megillah on Shabbos. And if you look over there in Tav Reish Peches, and you can see this din as well in the Dirsha footnote number 30, he brings down that that's only when Shushan Purim, which is the only way Purim can come out on Shabbos, Yud Dalet can never come out on Shabbos, but Tezvav, Shushan Purim can come out on Shabbos, so he brings down that the Pre-Chodesh is saying his din over there only on Tezvav, that Shabbos, you shouldn't read the Megillah, because you technically could be Yotzei with it by using it in the Chazal Institute of the Gzeira, Shema Yavirin, Dal Lamas, Vishusarabim, that you shouldn't go and do that. But on any other Shabbos during the year, it's no different than a Chumash, it's no different than any other Megillah. If you want to read them, to learn from them, or even to practice, to lay in the Megillah, that is perfectly permissible. Dishavu number 29 brings down, what about Shemos? So if the Shemos are still able to be learned from, then you can pick them up, they're not muktzah. But he does bring down opinions that say that if the Shemos are not readable, you can't learn from them, so then you shouldn't touch them on Shabbos. They have the status of being muktzah. Others disagree and bring down that you should pick them up. It's a zilzul over here, and he concludes over here from Shlomo Zalman that tzarech iyun l'maisa, what you should do. He also discusses whether a mezuzah is considered muktzah or not, if it fell off on Shabbos, if it fell off during the week. I ain't shum in this footnote. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, it brings down, Upri Megadim Itzadeh Kael Yerabah, the Megillah Nami B'chal Zeh. The Pri Megadim concludes, L'maisa, based upon the El Yerabah, that one can read the Megillah on Shabbos. It is not considered Muktzah. A person can move the Megillah. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Gimel, and there's no purpose whatsoever. V'vadin Kosos U'Ka'aros U'Tzluchios. Likewise, a cup or plates or various types of utensils, the sakin, the knives, cutlery, shalgabi ashulchan, the tedirin b'tashvish, that you're constantly using them, so lo chola layu toras muktzah klal, there is absolutely no din of muktzah, and if you want to, you can treat them k'acholim, l'chisvei kodesh dami. They have the same status as foods, and kisvei kodesh, that you can move at will, without even a reason. Now ki mutarim l'taltalan, therefore you're allowed to move them, afilu shalol tzorach klal, even with no reason whatsoever. However, he does bring down, and in Shaar Tzion, Os Chof Aleph, he brings this down in the name of the Rambam, v'yesh machbirim afilu b'keil melu, that one shouldn't move them, shalol tzorach klal. Dishvah number 31 brings down, what about clothing and jewelry? So he brings down from the Ktsos HaShulchan, Shadinim Ka'ochlim, they have the same status as Ochlim, that you can move them any way you want, af shalol tzorach klal, even without any reason. This is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Rav Ozan Zatzal. However, Rav Nissen Karlitz is more machmir, and he says that you shouldn't move them unless you have some sort of a purpose. In regards to Besamim, the Eshel Avrami Bachach, as well as Rav Yashiv, they both bring down that they have the same status as Ochlim, Mishum Shemishtam Shemem La'anoz, good for Adam, because they're used to benefit a person. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozan Zatzal. Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita adds an additional reason why you can move them, Mibnei Shemishtam Shemem Tod, they're regularly used, and therefore they have the same status as Ochel. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago, utfilin. What about a pair of tefillin on Shabbos? Ein letatlim, you're not allowed to move them, kim letzorech, unless there is a purpose in moving them. This is brought down from the Trumas Hadeshin, and he says as well, look in the base Yosef. Then he brings down the shofar, also letatlo. A shofar is not allowed to be moved on Shabbos as well, unless kim letzorech, gufo mekoma. Like any klisha melachta lisa, you're allowed to move it if you need it for something. How would you need it for something? You might pour water into it, you might hold something in the shofar, or mekoma, you need its place. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Dalet explains, Hainu kidei shlo yigonvu, o shlo yiskalklu b'chamo chayotze b'zeh. You're allowed to move the tefillin to protect them. So this tzorech over here doesn't mean tzorech gufo mekomo, it means for the benefit of the tefillin, which is normally something you couldn't move, for something that is a klisha malachta lissa. But here you could move them in order to protect them from getting ruined or being stolen. He brings down the Taz and Morgan of Ram machmirin. They are machmir. V'sorvin the tefillin mikre klisha malachta lissa. No, it is a klisha malachta lissa, and one would not be allowed to go and move it, either to protect it or to prevent it from being destroyed. Dishu foot number 32 brings down that even according to this opinion, it doesn't have the status, even if it's very expensive, of being a kli that is muktzah machmas chisor and kiss. Look in the rest of the footnote for why. Mishnah Berurah continues, the reason why we treat tefillin over here in the way that we just said is the Hari also Linich Meshabbos, because you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, as we have already learned in Siman Lamed Aleph. And therefore, Valkain, Ein L'Taltlum Kim B'Tzarach L'Gufon, and therefore you're not allowed to move them unless you need them for their guf. How would that be? Hainu K'dei Shishmeru B'Hem Azikin. You want to use the tefillin to protect you from Azikin in some way. Olam Mekomum, or you need the place with the tefillin on. That's according to this Machmer opinion that we treat it like a Kli Shemalachdu L'Isser. However, the Mishnah Berurah then adds, we call Mokum b'Mokum Atchak, under extenuating circumstances, Yesh L'Hokka K'dei Rishonu, you can be more lenient like the first opinion that said that you would be allowed to move the tefillin for their own benefit, even though it's not normally allowed for a Kli Shemalachdu L'Isser. Ukimo Shikostavdu B'Sim Laman Aleph Bir Halacha Ayin Shom. The issue for number 35 reminds us what we learned over there. Shemayacha Sheyesh Poskim Ubechlalim Agros, since there are Poskim, including the Vilna Gaon, Shemekilim Lahaniach Tefillin B'Shabbos Shalol Hashem Mitzvah, who say technically you can put on Shabbos, the only issue is to put on Shabbos as the Mitzvah of Tefillin, but if you wanted to wear your Tefillin for whatever reason, you could wear them on Shabbos. And according to these Shitos, the Tefillin are not considered a Kli Shemalachdu L'Isser, therefore Yesh Lahokil L'Taltil M'Shasatchak, therefore under extenuating circumstances you would be allowed to move them. And he says, even though the ikar purpose of tefillin is to put them on for the Shei Mitzvah, and that would be forbidden on Shabbos, the Sefer Tiferes Zekanim brings down, Shahol, the Etzem Hanochas HaTefillin, Eino Isur. The actual act of putting on the tefillin, there is no Isur involved in wearing the tefillin, putting on the tefillin. It's the Machshava for the Shei Mitzvah that makes it Osur. So therefore, Im Kain, Hashimush Atzum Eino Isur, the actual usage of the tefillin in and of itself isn't Osur, and therefore, that's what Shlomo Zalman writes as well. Therefore, a person would be able to, B'Shas HaTchak, be able to protect the tefillin, move the tefillin for their own protection. Dishavut number 32 also mentions that to be metaltel, your talis and tefillin that are together, in order to get to your talis, which of course can be worn on Shabbos, so the Ksos HaShulchan says that it's permissible, because you're essentially moving a Kli Shemalachdu L'Isser L'Tzarach Guf U'Mekomo. You need its place, you need the talis. However, he says L'Chachila, and he brings this down in the name of the Kaf HaChayim, Yesh L'Zarish L'Hotzias HaTalis Be'er Shabbos. Ideally, you should take the talis out from the tefillin so you don't have them together. What happens if the tefillin fell on the floor? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says if they fell on the floor on Shabbos, it would be mutter to pick them up. However, you should immediately put it down in a place where it won't be in a bizoyim. However, he brings down for the Chazon Ish that you should try to use the place where the tefillin were, so this way it's Letzorech Makomo. The issue for number 33 brings down that if you want to remove the tefillin because you're in the room, that's the place where you're sleeping, and the person wants to have Tashra Shemita with his wife, so he brings down from the Sefer Yam Yisachar that would be permissible. However, if you could just cover up the tefillin with a double kisoy, which is the halacha, a person shouldn't have tashrish in a room with the tefillin, so then Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita says that that would be preferable. The issue number 34 says, an interesting situation, if a person has to leave on Shabbos to go someplace to be there on Sunday, and he won't have his tefillin with him unless he takes with him on Shabbos, so he brings down, in this situation, a person could take the tefillin with him, Mimeshen Mitzvah's tefillin doches isa muktzah, the daraisa, to put on tefillin, is doches the rabbanu muktzah. Of course, we're talking about in a situation where the carrying is not a problem and the leaving on Shabbos is not a problem. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafei, where he tells us that you can only move the shofar if it's a sort of guf or makom, it's like a kli shemalachdu L'Isser. The hari hu miyuchad the tkiya do us b'Shabbos, because the shofar is miyuchad, it's designated for blowing shofar, which is of course usur on Shabbos. The alkein mikre kli shemalachdu L'Isser, and therefore it has the halachic status of being kli shemalachdu L'Isser. The lulav also l'taltalo, and one can't move a lulav on Shabbos as well. Afilu tzarach guf makom, even for its place or for its need, the ain't a lulav shem kli klal, because it doesn't have the status of being a kli, and you're only allowed to move a kli shemalachdu L'Isser l'tzarach gufa umakomo. The issue for number 36 brings down that a shofar is considered a kli as opposed to a lulav, because one could technically use a shofar to pour things into it and hold something inside of it. But nowadays, he brings down the name of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that nobody does this, therefore it would be also to move the shofar as well, afilu tzarach gufo makomo. On Rosh Hashanah, however, itself, you could move the shofar all day long, because even though you have blown it, you may still be able to need to blow it for somebody else, and therefore you can move it as much as you want. It doesn't have the status of being muktzah. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Yesh matirim l'talto kli shemalachdu L'Isser afilu micham l'tzel, aydi kikor tinok. Where you have a kli that normally is not allowed to be moved from chama to tzel, you would be permitted to do so if you did it via a shinoy of some sort. For example, you have it on a kikor of bread, or you have it on a baby, and since you're allowed to move the kikor of bread or the baby, you'd be allowed to move this muktzah item that normally can't be moved, micham l'tzel. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavav, Lav Dafka Kikor, that literally has to be a piece of bread. Who aden im natsan shar chayvetz amut besochet. It would be true for anything that would be permitted to be moved, so you could move the non-permitted item along with the permitted item.
Now, he says, this is the opinion of the Rosh. But he brings down in the Sharetzion Oskav Gimel that the Baal HaShlomo, the Ma'or, and the Rashba, and the Kolbo, all these Rishonim disagree with this Rosh. And Usfiru Lehu, the Lovitiru Kikar Vitinok El Lameis Bilvad, a Tautalo Ayadeim. It's only a special case of a mace where the Gemara allows you to go and move a mace via this Tiltal with a child or with a Kikar. That's a separate din, and it's only applicable to a mace. We'll learn that over there. And this is not applicable, however, to any other type of a muktzah, even though the other type of muktzah is a kli. And he says, this is also the opinion of Achronim. And in the Shaar Tzion Oschav Dal, he brings down the Taz, the Vilna Gaon, the Derech HaChaim. We'll say like this, although he brings down from the Graz that for a Hefse Beruba, one could be Mekel. The Mishmur continues and says, "The Chol Zedav Gomianiach Basol Chakli Shar Dover Shenum Yuchadla." That's only if you put in the kli something that is not designated for it. Avol Munach Shom Dover Ham Yuchadla. But if there's something that is designated, normally to be put over there. For example, Kemo Shum B'Medocha. You have a piece of garlic inside a grinding tool. Sheshochimba, which you normally grind it up in this mortar and pestle. Oh, Shemunach B'Kidera Ktsas Mi'Atavshel. Or you have some food left inside this pot. Lekuli Amamutu L'Taltel Chakli Agav. Then everybody would agree that you'd be allowed to move the kli because of the food that is inside of it. Sivav, the Mechaber writes, Kol HaKelim Shenishbru Afilu B'Shabbos, if a utensil breaks on Shabbos, Afilu on Shabbos, Mutal Talto Shivreim, you'd be allowed to go move the broken pieces with the caveat, Ubuvach Yu Re'uyim L'Shum Melacha, that these pieces still have to be eligible to do work with. And according to the Bir Halacha, he brings down the Machlokas, does it have to be the same work that it was done with previously, or could it be a different type of work? Ayin the Bir Halacha, L'Shum Melacha, to see this discussion. What is an example of such a malacha? So the Mechaber continues, and he says, "Kagon shivri areva." You have pieces of a broken trough. L'chasus b'chavis. You can use these pieces to go and be like a bottle cap to cover up some sort of a container. V'shivri zechuches l'chasus b'piapach. Or you can take pieces of glass and use it to cover up a container as well. However, avolim eino ruyim l'shum malacha. But if they're not good for any malacha, then lo, then you're not allowed to move them at all. Then they are pure muktzah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Zayin explains when he said Afilu b'Shabbos Rotzal Lomar V'lo Amrinon Kivan Demei Esmo Kli Zeh Lav Lahai Melacha Koy Heviz Le Nolad. We say even on Shabbos because we could say that yesterday these broken pieces weren't available. So now on Shabbos they're like Nolad. So the answer is no. As long as they're still usable for either the same original purpose that they had, or even according to some for a different purpose, as long as they're still a Kli, they are still allowed to be moved. Sivkan Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to move the Shivreim. So he says, Shivrei Kelim hei michelik sheni shivamuktzah. This is the second category that we brought down in our introduction to this simon from the Mishnah Berurah, which is like that they're like pebbles. Mishum shekishinishbru domi litzroos. Once it's broken, this vessel, it's the shards, the pieces, are like pebbles. Davi muktzah macham skufa. They're intrinsically muktzah. Unless, elo kivan shabo mikli. But since these came from a kli, lo botu shem kli mehem, kozman shiruyim l'shum dover. So the status of them being a kli isn't removed from them as long as it's still usable for something. For example, gagon lechasos, used as a covering over here, as opposed to a pebble, mashekim vitzroos, daf apishurim lechasos, even though they could be theoretically used also as a bottle cap over here, lav monahim, they're not considered a utensil, kimavur b'siv shachazel, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's shir. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'im nishru b'mokim shcholim lahazik. The one time that you would be allowed to move these pieces, even if they had no purpose at all whatsoever, they weren't kelim, was if they were dangerous. For example, kagon kli zechuchas, if you have a glass container, shenishbru al shulchan, and it broke on the table, and somebody could get hurt from those pieces of glass, or b'mokim shulchan, or a place where people walk, then the Ramah says, mutu l'talta l'shvarim k'di l'fanosan shal yisku behem. You'd be allowed to go and move these shards of glass over here that nobody should get hurt from them. And this is brought down in the name of the Kolbo, the Agos Mordechai, and as well the Orchas Chaim. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Tes explains this is whether it's in your house, Beveso or Barachov, or in the street. Ukil Lekam and Mesiv Yuches, as we'll learn over there. And in the Dershu footnote number 39, he brings down that you can move the Zchuches via Tiltum and Atzav, that would be preferable. He also points out that if a child is playing with pills that are muktzah, nevertheless, even though they're muktzah, you absolutely, he brings down the name of Nissan Karl Shlita, mutul talta l'mokum seisa, you can hide the pills, mishum chashash hazik, because chas v'shalom, the kids might eat the pills and have a terrible outcome. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed, Avol Imhu Shel Cheres, also Lefanosim. But if it's pottery shards as opposed to glass shards, you're not allowed to move them, they Motsu Kokachez, because the pottery shards won't cause damage. Even though you're walking on them, you're going to break them further. Nevertheless, that's not a problem. You call Mokumutter. That's allowed. The Dover Shem is Kavun. You're not intending to break them. If you happen to walk on them, they break. That's not your problem. And it's only when we said you can't move them, the pottery shards, it's with your hands. You could kick them. That's not a problem because, as we've already mentioned many times, that's tiltul muktzah begufo mutter. That's tiltul minatzad, and that's permissible, as we will learn and have already learned, and we'll learn it again in Simin Shin Yud Aleph Siv Ches. That concludes today's shiur.